Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I've got for you a very topical entitled parent story. Those of you that follow me over on Instagram may know that I've been away for the past few days over in France and Italy, and my journey back yesterday to the UK was well, let's just say it wasn't the easiest. Pretty much my flight was delayed, I kind of got lost in Paris airport, and some other stuff happened. But you know what? To make myself feel better about yesterday, the day I traveled, what a day it was, I thought I'd jump on today, my first video back in, you know, 4 or 5 days, and read out a story that's even worse about flying. This one, to make myself feel better. So let's get into it. Entitled Dad Leaves Me With His Children On A Plane. So this happened last weekend. I was flying out of JFK Airport in New York, aka one of the worst airports in the US, trying to not catch the plague. Double mask, F yeah. When I was in the TSA line, I was surrounded by two families. A mum and her son behind me, and two parents with two boys in front of me. The mum in front of me was tired. Like she was sitting on a big carry-on bag while her husband wheeled her about, tired. The dad was so focused on the mum not falling off the suitcase that the boys were just darting about and trying to play with the boy behind me as well. It's 6:30 a.m. I'm on 2 hours of sleep, so the world is just too much for me. But I also worked at a special needs preschool for 2 years prior to becoming a therapist, so I know how to wrangle kids on minimal sleep. I go into crowd control mode, asking the boys about their interests, but reminding them we have to be quiet to talk about them. I find out the brothers are Eric, a 9-year-old, and Daniel, 6, and they are really excited about going on a plane. The boys start having a quiet convo about Minecraft. The mum behind me thanks me, and we actually have a nice chat about me previously working in the special needs school and how fun it was. An hour and a half later, I am boarding my plane, and I see the tired mum, like 5 rows back from where I was seated. She's at a window seat, and she's already passed out. I sit, and about 5 minutes later, I see the dad and the two boys coming on the plane. The first kid, Daniel, sits down next to me, and the dad pauses for a moment, just staring at me. After a minute, I'm just like, is something wrong? I kid you not, this man proceeds to take the boarding pass out of his second son's hand, swap it with his, and tell his son to sit in the aisle seat. He then bolts to the row his wife is in. Once the disbelief wears off, the boys start asking me questions about the plane and snacks and the TV mounted in front of them. I am so exhausted, I don't even fight it. Alright, so pretty much I think what's just happened is that this family was supposed to be sitting in two and two. So, you know, the dad with one kid, the mum with the other. But the dad just said, you know what, screw this. I'm going to go and sit with mum. Let the boys sit together with OP. Pretty much just leaving them with her. All alone. I show the older one how to turn on the TV screen in front of him, and I tell him that, you know what, I'm also really sleepy, like your mum, so I'm going to take a nap. Both of them tell me to have a nice nap, and I pass out. I wake up 2 hours later to my tray down with a mini water bottle and a bag of cookies on it. Apparently, my new friends thought I would want a snack when I woke up. Great kids. 30 minutes before we land, there's commotion behind us, and what sounds like running. All of a sudden, formerly asleep mum is very much awake and looking over both kids to make sure they are all right. Both of them mention how they've been watching Moana, so they are perfectly fine. Mum then shoots her husband the neutral face of displeasure. If you don't know what that is, Google the fresh off the boat clip of it. All right, well, we'll insert it right now.
Oh, speaking of, she wanted me to give you a message.
The neutral face of displeasure.
So, when we get off the plane, Mum follows me to the bathroom to apologize. Apparently, she took some medication to help ease her anxiety with flying, but it just knocked her. I guess you can't be anxious if you're unconscious. Her husband was supposed to sit with the younger boy while the older one sat with her, yet that makes sense. She freaked out when she woke up and saw her husband, and in her drowsy state, she thought her husband forgot the children back at JFK, hence her panic.
Apparently, her husband thought it was a good idea to leave them with me because he heard me talking about working at a school and figured they'd be fine with me. She apologized, and when we got out of the bathroom, she made her husband apologize for abandoning our children with a stranger. The whole walk out to the pickup area, she was reminding her children about stranger danger and how they need to be careful in big places like this. Daniel gave me a paper heart he folded out of a New York City brochure. So I have a new best friend now. To be honest, OP, the way you've handled that is unbelievable. Like, put me in that position. Some random parents have left their kids with you on purpose. You're going to be a bit angry, aren't you? You're going to be like, what's going on here? This is my holiday. This is my plane trip. I want to chill and rest, you know, and have a nice time and relax. Not have to deal with your kids while you're too busy just sleeping and not bothering with them. But the way that OP dealt with it, so good. Even from the first interaction, so good. The parents, on the other hand, what are they doing? Absolute mugs. The mum I don't blame, because she's put the responsibility on the dad. Clearly she doesn't like flying and, you know, gets anxious. Fine. But the dad, you know what? Screw these kids. We'll just leave them with this random stranger on board. And to be honest, yeah, I probably should have left them at the airport. That's what he's thinking. Mental.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Now moving on to our second story of today's episode, and this, to be honest, is even wilder than the first. Narcissistic mum thought she was immune. I have to put my foot down. My mum lives with her husband and my aunt, about 4 hours away, and has been whining the entire year that we don't go visit her as much as we used to. I can't quite express in one post just how stressful and entitled she is, but she is the type of mum you read about on this sub. I moved away with my husband because her toxicity is so bad for my mental health. I just can't deal with her. And the more I distance myself, the worse she's gotten. She is my mother though, and I do love her, and she has her good traits, but I just can't spend my life arguing with her. Well, currently I am 38 weeks pregnant, and with COVID, I haven't felt safe traveling, especially because she and her husband refuse to get vaccinated. She's also a smoker, so she is pretty high risk herself. Well, about a week ago, all three of them got sick, which they kept secret. I only found out when they called a few nights ago, complaining that her Vegas birthday trip had to be cancelled because they were all sick. My aunt is elderly and high risk. She's fought cancer twice in the last 2 years and couldn't talk or breathe past coughing. They only called me because I have a friend who works at their hospital, and they wanted me to demand that my friend provide special treatment for my aunt when they finally decided she was bad enough to take her to hospital. Well, surprise, aunt has COVID. And not only have they been ignoring the clear signs, they've been going around town to shops and restaurants and the casino daily, and probably spread and infected who knows how many others. I told my mum it's absolutely non-negotiable at this point. She cannot come and visit my baby without a COVID test. So she got one just to prove a point. And lo and behold, she tested positive too. She is a huge Fox anti-vaxxer who touts her immunity and claims the virus is a hoax. Well, now she and my aunt and likely her husband have it, and she thinks she can sneak by without telling me to meet my baby? Her birthday was yesterday, and she whined about how it was her worst birthday ever because I didn't throw her a party. While I am days from giving birth and she has COVID, she expected me to drive 4 hours and throw her a party. She also told me she plans on going out with my cousin to dinner and gambling tomorrow to make up for my worst birthday ever. So she has zero plans to isolate. When I expressed my concern and disapproval, she yelled at me and made me feel guilty for nagging her on her birthday. The whole pregnancy, she's panicked about how soon she can come to visit me before the birth, and even went as far as inviting herself to stay with us for a month afterwards. At least this diagnosis gave me a clear reason to put my foot down and give her a solid no answer to visiting us right now. I just think it's insane that she's willing to put her own daughter and only grandchild at risk. By the way, my husband and I, as well as my husband's family, got vaccinated around 20 weeks into my pregnancy. so I do feel relatively safe around them, but I'm still a bit worried, especially since my family is so clearly careless. She's just so selfish. She put so many people at risk this week. She's part of the problem, and I can't have her around us right now. All she cares about is getting to hold a baby. She doesn't even give one single care for anyone's safety. But to be honest, I don't care how many guilt trips she's going to give me and how many times she'll whine or cry. I need to protect myself and my baby from her. I'm actually worried that she's just going to show up or do something just as dangerous in the future. I'm tired of arguing with her. She still doesn't think she's wrong and thinks her positive test results are a lie. But I don't care. She's not getting in my house, she's not getting in my hospital room, and she won't be holding my baby until she gets a negative test result and a vaccine. Now, OP, you're probably not going to like what I'm going to say here, but there's actually a really easy solution to this. Well, at least a short-term one anyway, that will at least make your mum think a little before doing what she's been doing. Just report her to the authorities. She's breaking the law by not isolating, having COVID. Literally, that's breaking the law. Now, I don't know what country this is happening in, so I can only really speak from experience in the UK. But if you have COVID and you don't isolate, that's breaking the law and you're going to be fined, you know. So it's going to at least make her think if she has some sort of criminal stuff put upon her in whatever country she's in. And again, I don't know the rules, but you know, just report her. Just make her know, make her realize that what she's doing is illegal. I mean, you're right as well. Like, think about it. There's nothing to stop her just rocking up at your house or, you know, at the hospital. Clearly, she has no care for her safety or anyone else's. She's just lying to herself and the world and putting people in danger. Genuinely, you need to report her, not just for everyone else's safety, but for your own and your baby, because that's mad. What she's doing is just absolutely crazy. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you have enjoyed it. Quickly, before you go, if you don't follow me on Instagram already and you want to check out what I'm doing day to day, that's probably one of the best places to keep up with me. Link to that is in the pinned comment and in the description. If you are new around here, hit this button to subscribe, hit this to watch another video, and don't hit your parents.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.